Pepsi's subsidiary, Kentucky Fried Chicken, is supposed to have by now opened 30 outlets. They have only managed to have two running for a short while because both, the one in Bangalore and the one in Delhi, faced long-term protests from people. We've had a very wide alliance of farmers, of consumers, of doctors, of environmentalists, of people concerned about Indian culture and our cultural values, people concerned about animals and cruelty to animals, getting together to resist this onslaught. The way Kentucky Fried Chicken managed to get its outlet open in spite of the protests, outlets were closed, was through changing standards, through getting the government of India to change health standards and the permissible level of MSG, which is monosodium glutamate, which is now recognized worldwide to be a health hazard. And it has wrongly been called a food additive, but it is really a drug that fools us by sending signals to our brain that there is taste in the food when there's none. And besides fooling us about food actually has severe health hazards, we are definitely going to continue our campaigns against KFC. McDonald's has yet to open any outlet. I think we're waiting for the dealing with KFC because the chicken is not as sacred as the cow in India, so they thought if KFC can spread, then they'll come in behind. They have recently signed a contract with the largest slaughterhouse in India, which has been facing protests because of the slaughter of cattle, because of export of meat, the conversion of India from a culture of sacred and living cows to being an exporter of cattle meat. McDonald's signing up this contract will face not just the old protests against junk food chains, but will also face the campaigns against the slaughterhouse. And we are basically planning to have very major road blockades, liberating the cattle on their way to the slaughterhouses, ensuring that we really articulate a campaign around the freedom of animals, the freedom of people, and not just freedom for capital the way it is currently.